Time now for your letters. Many listeners responded with interest to Brian Newhouse's story last week about H.M., a man who had experimental brain surgery 53 years ago to treat his epilepsy. After the surgery, H.M.'s seizures were cured, but he lost his ability to retain new memories. Wes Lawson from Cary, North Carolina, recalled encountering one patient with a similar condition during his days as a resident in Newport News, Virginia. In his 70s, he was bright and engaging and didn't seem frustrated by my queries probing the extent of his memory. He could remember JFK and even LBJ as presidents, but had no clue as to the then-chief executive's identity. So he asked me, well, who is the president now? Ronald Reagan, I answered, to which he exclaimed, Ronald Reagan? That son of a gun isn't even a good actor. I didn't even try to hold back my laughter, even though it sprang from this sad and sweet, bizarre, Rip Van Winkle-like story. Johnny Stone of Mayo, Michigan, had an even more personal connection to the story. I'll be 34 years old on Monday and have lived with a seizure disorder for 19 years, which causes me to have 1 to 10 convulsions a week when I fall asleep. Sleep and time have become sort of faceless enemies to me. I was sitting at home in Michigan this morning listening to the radio, wondering what I won't remember tomorrow, and H.M.'s story came on. Somehow, we just keep going. Others among you took issue with musician James McMurtry's explanation of the phrase "see the elephant" in his song of that name. Mr. McMurtry said to see the elephant was a euphemism for a young man's first sexual experience. Stuart Johnson of Tennessee explained, this phrase has roots deep in U.S. history. During the 19th century, when most folks lived on farms or in small towns, the phrase seeing the elephant could describe a variety of experiences outside one's normal routine and considered unusually exciting, exotic, and perhaps dangerous. For example, it was commonly used to describe a person's participation in the California Gold Rush. And during the Civil War, the phrase was often used to describe a soldier's initial combat experience. And finally, this from Tommy Rhodes of Jackson, Tennessee. In the theme music to your letters segment, I hear a very interesting rhythm instrument that makes a ticking sound, followed by a ratcheting like the sound of a güiro. What is it, and how old must it be? Well, let's give it a listen. Well, Mr. Rhodes, that rhythm instrument is a large, heavy device with a set of keys that, when pressed, cause characters to be printed on a document, usually paper. It's called a typewriter. We welcome your comments at our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us. This is NPR News.